We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Always good to visit with our friend Tracy Johnson, Todd County Agriculture Extension Agent. And Tracy, you guys have always got some interesting events coming up, things that folks need to know about in Todd County in the Western Kentucky area. Tell us some of the things that are coming up for you on your radar.
Hey, Alan. Yeah, I'm really excited about one that's coming up December 9th. It's a grain bin safety and rescue training, and it's geared for farmers and emergency responders. And we have Dale Dobson from Raising Hope Kentucky coming in to teach that program and do that training. Another interesting thing we're going to do that night is we're going to have a chili cook-off contest. Nice. So anybody that wants to enter can give us a shout, and we'll give you kind of the layout for how to do that if you're interested in entering. And we're actually looking for sponsors for this event because we would like to have a little bit of prize money for our chili cook-off to make it more enticing and to go along with those bragging rights for winning. And again, that program is brought to you through Extension, and it's a partnership with our Todd County Emergency Management and, of course, Raising Hope Kentucky. We're always real grateful for them. That's for right. The service they provide around the state.
I think it'd be great, too. You think you're never going to have these again, but we see every year a lot of grain bin rescues, and the work that Dale Dobson and the folks at Kentucky Department of Agriculture have done with grain rescue is really vital, and it's good to get the word out there.
Right.
And fantastic. And so any guest judges? Are you going to have the mayor out to judge the chili? Who's judging the chili that night?
Oh, goodness. I hadn't even thought of judges. Maybe you need to come see us, Alan.
Twist my arm, Tracy. Twist my arm. Maybe we can make that happen. But that's always fun. Sounds like a good fun chili cook-off, and then some great information there, too, for sure. I see you got something else, maybe a cattle field day coming up? Or what else you got coming up?
Yeah, we got a lot of cattle events going on around. The first one is November 22nd. That's out at the Laster Farm. And that's a Saturday morning. We'll start at 9:30, and we're going to do this rain or shine. That morning, we want to focus on cattle feeding systems. So we're going to look at some fence line feeding, some heavy use areas, and also talk about hay storage and how the quality of hay might be affected for the good by storing it in a barn. So I'm really encouraging Todd County cattle producers to come out for that. It's here local, and we definitely want to support that and try to learn more along the way.
I think so, especially in a year where we may see more hay stored because of such a dry summer we had, too. People may be using more hay this year.
Yep, you can never tell. You always have to be prepared. And, you know, that happens to be on the same day as the bred heifer sale down at Guthrie, so I wanted to let everybody know we'll finish up our field day by 11 that morning, so you'll have plenty of time to get on down to Guthrie and watch the sale after our field day.
Do you need to register for that, Tracy, or just show up or what?
You know, it would be great for people to register because we're going to cook up some sausage biscuits for that morning, and if you want a biscuit, you might want to call in.
Sounds like a good plan. Got other things coming up, maybe a little emergency response and firefighter training. You mentioned the grain bin rescue. I think we talked about that, and then another program coming up. Tell us what else you got coming up.
Yeah, I wanted to mention also the CPH sale that's coming up down in Guthrie December the 9th. And if you're interested in that program, what we've seen over the years is you do get a little price premium for calves that you sell through that sale. So if you're interested in that or want to know more about what you can do with your calves to get them in that sale, just give us a shout.
You know, and that's really paid out for growers. They've been going on well over 25 years now. For Kentucky, and that's really paying growers some premiums who are raising cattle and putting those sales.
Right, and I know we're in a really good cattle market now, but I want to say that, you know, when we're not in the great cattle market and you're really looking more at those cents and everything, I think that it's definitely something for a farmer to look into.
And that may be one thing that has single-handedly changed the quality of Kentucky cattle and how they're viewed by people across the country, feedlots who rely on Kentucky cattle. That's really taking us to a new level there too, Tracy.
I think so. And a lot of times, you know, growers or farmers are already doing the requirements for the CPH Advantage sale, you know, weaning and giving some vaccinations. They're already doing that. They're just not even thinking about it. And going through the CPH sale could give them a little boost on what they get.
We're here in November now. It's too late, obviously, to participate in this one probably, but maybe you're get on track for another one if you can't get into this one.
Right. We usually have one in February also. Right. So there's always time to plan and get in the cycle for it and get ready.
It's obvious if you've never participated, it'd be a good opportunity to at least come watch a sale and see what they're doing on the sale and see how those cattle sell and to think about compared to where they are on the market this day and time. So that's good.
Right.
Speaking of cattle, another great cattle program coming up. This is one that cattle farmers may have some interest in because it really helps you get prepared for taking care of your herd better.
Right. Master Cattlemen, we're going to start that program up in January. And, you know, if you haven't heard of Master Cattlemen before, that's really one of Kentucky Extension's flagship programs. Mm-hmm. That program has been going on since way back in, I want to say 2000, maybe around 2000.
Okay.
And I know it's been going on at least as long as 2004 because that's when I started in Extension. And we've graduated so many people through this program in the past, and you know, we get nothing but good feedback on it. So it's above the basic knowledge. It's above basic learning skills. Mm-hmm. So if you're already a cattle farmer, you might think that it's not really for you, but it's really good. So we're going to offer that in two locations, at the Hopkins County Extension Office in Madisonville and at the Christian County Extension Office. So in Christian County, the dates start on January 6th. So we're basically meeting every week, January 6th through February 24th. You're going to hear from a different specialist every evening. We're going to feed you supper every evening. It'll be worth it alone in my mind just to go for the genetics session with Dr. Dare Bullock. If you've participated in the cost share program and you've had to try to understand EPDs, right, to meet the requirements of that cost share program, I think a lot of people, and me included, it took me a lot of years to understand how to read those EPDs. Mm-hmm. And Dare does a great job of explaining that. And I've had producers sit and listen to his talk. An 80-year-old farmer one time told me that when he heard Dare talk about it, it was the first time in his life that he had ever understood EPDs.
Wow, that's good.
So for me, it's worth it just on that alone. But we've got many sessions set up. Again, starts in Christian County January 6th. And you know, if you're interested, give us a call to get on the list. There is a fee for the program, $125. And for that, you're getting, looks like, 7 or 8 sessions. You're getting dinner every night, and you're getting materials you can take home and use.
I bet beef will be on the menu. What do you think?
I sure hope.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, you talked about Dr. Dare Bullock, but also Dr. Les Anderson on the program, Dr. Michelle Arnold talking about herd health, Dr. Chris Toitz, who does a great job talking about forages, Tracy. I mean, just a real, real great lineup of folks who are going to be there to talk. And each session features a different speaker.
Right, right. Also, Kevin Laurent, he works over at the Princeton Research mm-hmm. Station, and probably a lot of growers around here have seen and heard him talk. You know, I would put our forage and our cattle specialist up against any state in America, right, because we have a set of good people. And if you can't learn something from them, you're just not trying.
You know, we're blessed to have some great specialists at Princeton and at the UK and in Lexington as well. And I think we finished now with Dr. Katie Van Valen, who is one of our newer specialists, but she does a great job talking about facilities and winter feeding. So obviously, right in the perfect time of year, too, for that, right?
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Because you know, cows never have a calf on a beautiful sunshiny day in February when it's 60 degrees.
No, they tend not to.
Just the opposite. So if folks want to sign up for that program or any of the programs, Tracy, you just give you a call at the office, is that right?
Yep, Calder County Extension Office, and we'll be happy to get you on the list and talk about how to get you signed up.
Very good. Any way people can keep up with all the different activities and events you guys have in Todd County Extension?
Yeah, we do a newsletter just about every month, mm-hmm. and we mail that out, and we try to email it out also. So if anybody's interested in getting on the list, they can holler at us, and we'll hook them up with that. We also have a Facebook page,
okay.
and I know everybody doesn't do Facebook, but if you're on there, mm-hmm. you can follow Todd County Extension Ag and Natural Resources.
Very good. Tracy Johnson with us from Todd County Extension. Tracy, thank you so much. Appreciate the great partnership. Love having you on, and appreciate the great information you provided to our cattle farmers and farmers across the county.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate you all.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension office at 270-265-5659.